Dave Coombs in the morning.
On Laser 99.3 and 98.5.
All right, so I got a friend who likes to drink straight coffee creamer. Legal, but it makes him look like a psychopath. What do you got? 526-9932. What's something you do that's legal but makes you look like a psychopath? Give me a call. Laser 99.3 and 98.5. Here's GNR with Everything That Rocks.
Hey, what's going on? Is this Dave?
Yeah, what's up? Who's this?
My name is Lewis.
What do you got?
I just wanted to tell you that, one, I enjoy the show, and I like... It's a weird thing, but I like to nibble on my girlfriend's calves. I guess that makes me a psychopath. Legal, though.
More fun facts about Laser Morning Guy Dave Coombs. He loves sushi, but he hates profanity. So no f***ing swearing, okay? On Laser 99.3 and 98.5. Everything that f***ing rocks. F***. Sorry. Sh-. No. F***. Sorry I said that. Bye.
The latest on the East Hampton superintendent flap. The whole thing started with Dr. Vito Perrone, who was denied the position of superintendent in East Hampton after his use of the word ladies in addressing female committee members. Do you have any thoughts on this? 413-526-9932. And now the world premiere of our tune for East Hampton with apologies to Styx on Laser.
Ladies! Is not a bad greeting. It's not an ugly or derogatory word, but it has an alternate meaning. In East Hampton, this is very absurd. So ladies, how are we to address you? In person, by email, or even on the phone? Tell us how you'd like to be greeted. Which words you reject and condone? Ladies, give us warning. Should we just call you guys our darling, dear and honey? Better than ladies.
Jack Black on Laser 99.3 and 98.5. Everything That Rocks. Jack Black. What the hell is wrong with me? Jack White. Could be Jack Black. I could see him singing that. He's got a good voice. I'm Dave Coombs. Obviously, brain stuck somewhere in the last millennium. Sorry about that. Number to reach me, 413-526-9932. Hey, Laser, who's this?
Hey, what's up, man? It's Pete down in Montague. I really had an intellectual question that I wanted to ask you this morning, and all I want is your honest opinion, if that's possible.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Here we are, what, less than a week away from the start of June, and I have ice on my car at 6:30 in the morning. What gives, man? Is planet Earth, like, really that pissed at all of us right now, or do you think it's something else much deeper? You're basically like a morning life coach to so many people, Mr. Coon, so I just thought maybe you could provide some insight.
Wow, that's a lot of pressure right there, but okay. Okay, Pete, here it is. It's a conspiracy between the anti-global warming crowd and the de-icing lobbyists who are trying to increase the sales of their product during seasons when people might not need that product as much, and it's all masterminded by Dr. Evil, who's trying to help them control the weather. How about that?
Laser fans, here's something to consider. If you go to a Catholic church service wearing a cowboy hat and spurs, does that automatically qualify as a Western Mass?
Yeah!
Dave Coombs in the morning, asking the big questions on Laser 99.3.